two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 39 degrees.
A crash northbound I-15, Spanish Fork. I'm Steve Carls.
KSL's top story, a northern Utah family is devastated after their dog was mistakenly put down by an area animal hospital. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt with the story.
Andrea Martinez took her mini dachshund Ziggy to an animal hospital Sunday because the little guy was having trouble breathing. She agreed to leave him there overnight for surgery.
There was another Ziggy that was in the vet at the same time. I guess the other dog had a similar issue, so they were going to do surgery on that dog as well.
Staffers appear to have accidentally called the other Ziggy's owner, asking if they wanted to proceed or have the dog put down. That person said it was time to let their Ziggy go.
And so they let him go and called me back and let me know that was what they did, is they let him go.
Martinez says a vet jumped on the phone and immediately apologized for what had happened. She says her family is devastated, but she's not out for vengeance. Martinez says she understands it was an honest mistake. She just hopes the hospital makes changes to ensure that it never happens again. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
And at her request, KSL is not releasing the name of the animal hospital. KSL News Time 5:31. A popular tool for members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is getting a change. What is it, Todd?
Jeff, the church announced today it's modified the family search database to allow people to include and document same-sex marriages and same-sex adoptions. The church says the changes do not mean there's been any change in doctrine and only marriages between people of the opposite sex may be sealed in the church's temples. Now, there might not be any R's next to Republican names on the ballot next year. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk. What do you mean, Lindsay, no R's?
Well, Todd, Utah election law says candidates can either gather signatures or be nominated by the convention to get on the ballot. This weekend, the party, by one vote, failed to repeal a bylaw that basically kicks a candidate out of the party if they gather petitions. If the GOP were to do that, it could violate the law and decertify the party, which means Republicans would have to run as independents. KSL's Doug Wright says the vote is the doing of the party's conservative core.
But hates the idea now that they have lost their control of being able to control the caucus process and the convention process and get certain candidates priority on the Republican ticket.
A source tells Utah Policy that Senator Mike Lee gave an impassioned speech against the dual nominating path, tipping the vote, his people rejecting that notion. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Lindsay.
The Utah Tech Debate.
It is a wrap for public comments on tax restructuring because Governor Gary Herbert has called for a special session this Thursday at 5 p.m. The bill would lower income taxes for most Utahns, but also raise sales taxes on food, gas, and services. The special session could also bring changes to how Social Security recipients are taxed. The U.S. Capitol abuzz about impeachment. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk. We've heard from Congress, Maria. How is Mr. Trump reacting?
Todd, President Trump is calling the two impeachment articles against him a disgrace.
It's a terrible thing, but even the Democrats, they couldn't find very much because they put up two articles that, frankly, are very weak.
The two articles are outlined as abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Following approval by the full House, there would be a trial in the Senate. Here's Democratic Senator Dick Durbin after the announcement.
I know the American people expect that we will be dignified, orderly, and show mutual respect during the course of this process.
The House vote is expected next week. A Senate trial isn't expected until after the first of the year. The Navy says flight training is suspended for about 175 Saudi Arabian students in the wake of a Florida base shooting last Friday. A Saudi student shot and killed three military members and injured eight others at the Pensacola Naval Base. And a deadly gun battle in New Jersey that may have started as a drug deal gone bad.
We heard like firecrackers, pop, 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 pop. Then my friend Martinez came out. He said, no, that's a gunshot.
Following hours of gunfire, a police officer and five others are dead. Three of them are believed to be citizens. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And on the same day that House Democrats announced impeachment articles, they also announced a revised trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal says this is something both parties can love.
These bills consist of legislation that is broadly supported across Democrat-Republican circles. It has a pathway to get to the president's desk.
The final version contains a number of things Democrats wanted before they agreed to put President Trump's trade deal to a vote. Mr. Trump calls the compromise a victory. So the IRS wants to give you money for work. So if you need a gig, the IRS needs to fill more than 1,900 jobs in Ogden for clerks and tax examiners. They're looking for full, part-time, and seasonal employees. Go to usajobs.gov to apply. So, Jeff, you could get a job there part-time, and then you could audit yourself.
I'm good. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Audit myself. I like it. KSL News Time, 535. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Kind of a rough ride on northbound I-215's West Belt, Indiana Avenue to 1700 North. And KSL Traffic Trooper Lawrence saying southbound I-15, boy, a lot of speeds, a lot of slow speeds. In fact, in the fast lane, only about 20 miles an hour between 2100 and 4500 South. And that is where we're seeing the bulk of the delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on KSL, why would anybody want a rhinoceros horn? Well, you're going to find out. My Minute of News is next on KSL. It's 536.
Here in my car, I feel safe as possible.